Okay, day two of the Education Festival. And here's some roving thoughts from your citizen journalist, techno teacher. I have to say, when I do things like this, I do just bring back memories of Kermit the Frog in Sesame Street when he used to do the, "This is the Muppet News on Here's a News Flash." So anyway, here's Kermit reporting. So I've just arrived again for day two. It's 20 past nine and not so sure today what the day holds in store. There's a couple of speakers that I really, really want to go and listen to, but see what happens on the journey. So I've marked out on my programme Guy Claxton, Solid Education, What's Missing in Schools. Then I really, really want to go and meet up again with Matt Parker, on finding out about the beauty of useful mathematics. I'm starting to see a massive convergence between maths and computing. So, I don't know, maybe a future maths teacher. Maths and computing, who knows? Possibly meeting up again with Simon Milner of Facebook later on. Got some ideas, I want to see what he thinks about them. But at the same time, he's up against A.A. Gill, Sunday Times correspondent or writer. Other things, I love this, the idea of a talk here, 21st Century Families and How to Engage Parents to Create Powerful Learners. Oh wow, some cool jazz for a Sunday morning. There's another talk later on, Alex Belos, From Chimps to Champs, Curiosities of Counting. But it clashes also with Ben Goldacre and Becky Parker on the What's a Science Education For? Ooh, it's going to be a tough one today. Anyway, next couple of minutes I'll just share with you some cool Sunday morning jazz. First talk I'm going to, it's Guy Claxton. He's the Professor of Learning Sciences at the University of Winchester, but he's also co-director for the Centre for Real World Learning. And you might know he's written over 20 books. One of them is What's the Point of School? Also quite known for Building Learning Power, which is all about developing approaches to learning beyond formal education. And lots of schools, I know, in the UK and around the world are using the work of Guy Claxton. So I'm going to have to leave the Sunday morning cool jazz and head over there. So I'm hoping to record more audio booths throughout the day. If you get a chance, if you're at home and you want to look on the programme, if there's anything you think I might be interested in, I'm happy to follow your guidance. Send me a tweet or a direct message or something, and I'll be happy to comply. Leanne. Oh, so I'm now sat in the library waiting for the Guy Claxton talk, and I'm sat with Leanne. Leanne, why have you come for the talk this morning?
I'm a business and economics teacher at Cheadle Hume School, and Guy actually came to our school in January to do an inset on building learning power, and then I saw that he was doing this talk this morning, so I thought I'd come along and see what he had to say.
Have you had an opportunity to try any of these with your own classes yet?
No, but it's something we're looking to do from September, sure. So I just thought I'd get a little bit more information, right, and then obviously feedback at school when we go back.
Thank you, enjoy the talk.
Thank you. Okay.